So Women in Recovery is very pleased to welcome Barbara McAfee for an intimate concert conversation celebrating recovery, shared journeys, and the joy of being alive. Steeped in themes of community and connection, Barbara will share her voice with poignancy and clarity and her enchanting spirit to cap off our 2021 speaker series. Barbara is a master voice coach, author, keynote speaker, and singer-songwriter who merges lessons from 12 years in organization development with transformative power of sound. Her book, Full Voice, is based on 25 plus years as a voice coach, supporting people from many professions to find their voice, whatever that means to them. So Barbara lives over on the scenic St. Croix River, not too far. And so Barbara is zooming in from the intimacy of her living room tonight, as we all are. So without further ado, Barbara, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Susan. It's glorious to be with you all. Thank you. one of them be you? I like a good question. A good question is worth 10 good answers in my world. So you'll hear a number of songs tonight that have questions in them. And as I've been cooking up my list of what I would share this evening, I was thinking a lot about, felt a lot like making food for a group of friends. Thinking about appetizers and soups, and I like to cook for my friends. So basically, I'm hoping tonight is a feast that brings you some nourishment for wherever you are in your adventure of being alive on planet Earth right now in this really interesting, interesting time. So that's my wish. And I have a handful of songs and a poem that just wouldn't let me alone to share. And hope you find something useful. The chat box is wide open. So if you have a comment or a question or something to say, that's a really easy way to communicate what's going on. And I may open the mics at some point, but we'll see what happens. All the songs I'm doing tonight are things I have written, except for one song. I'm going to do one cover. But the rest are things that I've written, often inspired by great poets in the world. So this is one of those. It's by a Sufi mystic poet from the Islamic tradition named Hafiz. And I made a collage of this many years ago for all my friends. It's hard to see, but I made one for myself. And it has this, it has these words: I wish I could show you when you are lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being. And this has been in my office for many years. And then one day my nephew, beloved nephew, was really, really struggling with some mental health stuff. And I wasn't sure if he was gonna make it out the other end. And he's in another state. And I started thinking about him and decided I can't do anything about his circumstance, but I can pray. I can send him blessings. And this was the song I used. And I know it doesn't always happily end, but he is, as of last night, doing amazing and has been for a couple years. So this is a powerful song. I think it can fix a lot of stuff. So this is, and this is a sing-along. If you're a person who likes to sing, here's the deal. I know you women who are at the center and in the sober house, you're around other people, so you just take care of your own self. You can decide if you want to sing or you don't want to sing. I know it's a really makes people nervous. But those of you who are alone, you can like sing your head off on mute and nobody will ever know how you sound. So you're in charge of you. You're grown-ass women. You can decide what you want to do. So here's I Wish That I Could Show You. I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you the astonishing light of your being. That's all there is to it. I do it a couple more times. So up in as you're inspired. I wish that I could show you. Special music wormhole that will go directly from you to that person, and maybe they'll just like their shoulders will relax a little bit, or they'll just have a little relief from whatever they're struggling with. So let's send it. And if you need it, well, take a big helping. There's plenty to go around. I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Whenever you are lonely or walking in the dark, I wish that I could show you. I wish that I could show you. Hardest thing to see, I think, especially in early recovery, to remember that light that is in there somewhere, trying to get out. As I walk every morning out here in the St. Croix Valley, I go for a couple, I don't know, 5-6 mile hike every morning down to the St. Croix River, and I'm still jumping in that river, I'm just saying, briefly. Every morning, and that is my time to, I call it praying, that's my time to be holding in my heart the people I love and sending blessings and also asking for help for what I'm doing in the world. And I was doing that in the last couple days as I was thinking about you all. And this poem that has been a dear companion of mine for many years just came and went like, thwap! And so I honor the thwaps. This is by the great poet Mary Oliver, who I think has saved my life about 16 times. And this to me is a really perfect description of what it's like to decide to step out of addiction or any other pattern that is in the way of being alive. So this is called The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices all around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones, but little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of the clouds, and there was a new voice that you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. The Journey, Mary Oliver, easy to find out there on the Google Net. I love that image of all the calamity of the things that are tugging us back into the old story. And then it was already late enough and a wild night and the road full of fallen branches and stones, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do. There's that like courageous pushing through. And then as the stars burn through the clouds, you hear a new voice and you recognize it as your own. Oh, God bless Mary Oliver. She just died, I think, last year, year before. The Journey. Okay, so there's the poem I had in mind for you. There might be another that comes thwapping in, but there you go. So, this is another sing-along. And this song is, if we were going to have it be like on the cooking metaphor, this would be like a little spicy. This dish is a little spicy. So here is the, it's a, the chorus is singable, and here's how it goes. I'll sing it to you once, and then you get like three more chances at it. And the more dramatic you can be, the better. And you'll all understand later. So this is the dramatic chorus. Brain rats, I've got brain rats. A pestilential blight upon my mind. Aha, the word is pestilential, which means like the plague, which was carried traditionally by rats. I did hear on the radio that it was actually carried by big gerbils, but the song is done. I'm not changing it. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna do that one more time, and then I'm gonna go off into some verses, and you'll understand what I mean by brain rats. Brain rats, I've got brain rats. A pestilential blight upon my mind. Brain rats are those wicked thoughts that prove my every flaw, and every hopeful notion gives them something new to gnaw. I hear them chewing in the night, and on and off all day. They've really got my number, all the awful stuff they say. Brain rats, I've got brain rats. A pestilential blight upon my mind. My mother says she loves me, but no doubt she's telling lies. And friends are all just enemies in ingenious disguise. There's no one to be trusted, and that's including me. The best approach to human beings is fierce misanthropy. Brain rats, I've got brain rats. A pestilential blight upon my mind. I need a lot more money than I'll ever live to earn, and late at night I count my debt as I fret and toss and turn. I'll end up in the poorhouse, I can't make it on my own. I'll be just like that match girl, dying cold and all alone. Brain rats, I've got brain rats. A pestilential blight upon my mind. They torture with such cunning, like the Marquise de Sade. Ow! And wreak unstinting havoc beneath my cool facade. They tell me I'm worse than everyone, my problems can't be solved, and I'm the piece of crap around which this whole world revolves. Brain rats, I've got brain rats. A pestilential blight upon my singing. That's weird. So there you go. You know what I mean by brain rats. It's that junk in our heads, and we all have it. And I don't know about you, but I think mine is worse than everyone's. And so, all of the stuff that runs around in people's heads, it's all the same stuff. You suck. If people knew you, they would hate you. It's hopeless. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a fake. You're, I don't know, fill in the blank. But it's kind of like an outfit that looks bad on everybody. And what I've discovered, when I wrote this song, I thought, oh, heavens, it's just too ridiculous. It's never going anywhere. And it has become a rather popular one of my songs. And I think that the reason is that I'm naming the things that, really common things that bother us. You know, like worrying about money and our friends and being particularly bad. So I'm like making fun of the things that we take so seriously, and breaking the secret. So I think brain rats thrive in darkness, and they love to be taken seriously. No, really, it's really bad. And if you make light of them and tell someone you trust to say, oh, I'm having a brain rat, and then you name it, and then suddenly it goes, melting, and off it goes, creeping back into the shadows. So, there you go, brain rats. And there is a music video for this one out there. I could share the link with y'all. It does sound familiar. Yeah. I'd be curious to know if there were any rats that I missed that you hold dear besides the ones I mentioned, but you know, this is a safe space, so don't say anything you don't want to say. All right. Oh, yes. Okay, we'll share the link. We'll give it in the follow-up. You're going to get a couple of songs as gifts, including the one, the I Wish That I Could Show You song, and I will make sure to include that Brain Rats link also, so you can, it's very silly, as you might imagine.
Resentment Rats, Barbara.
Resentment. Yeah. Rats. Yeah, and then I remember when I lived in the city until a year ago, I lived in the city and I'd be on the walks and I'd hear people walking and I'd hear the, you know, like, and then she goes, and then I go, and then she goes, and can you believe it? And it's like, I was amazed at how many of those conversations, and we all have to sort of cough up our hairballs from time to time, you know, we just got to get it out of us. I was amazed by how many conversations were resentment recitations, right? They love to be recited. All right. So this is a little tender song by a poet another poet I love. I made the music, and the poet is Antonio Machado, who is from Spain, from the Andalusian region. And he lived, oh gosh, over 100 years ago, well over 100 years ago, and he was a teacher. And the story goes that he would do his classes, and then he was always kind of an absent-minded professor, kind of, you know, he had like chalk dust all over his suits. And then he would just go walk in the hills near his home and compose poetry. And this is one of the ones of his that I absolutely love. And the translation is by Robert Bly, who is from Minnesota. All right. And the words are a little odd. Last night I dreamed marvelous error. I don't know what it means. Another translation was blessed illusion. It's poetry. It's a little, you know, it's a little like that. Last night I dreamed marvelous error. There was a spring breaking out in my heart. Along what secret passages water you come, water of new life that I've never drunk. Last night I dreamed marvelous error. Last night I dreamed marvelous error. There was a beehive here in my heart, and the golden bees were making white combs, making sweet honey from my old mistakes. Last night I dreamed, marvelous error, that it was God I had here inside my heart. So I know for a lot of people in recovery, trying to find a higher power that doesn't make you throw up is challenging, because there's just, you know, a lot of junk back in there. And so when I found this poem many, many years ago, I found it so sweet to think of a beehive in my heart making honey out of all the things I regret and feel bad about. So hi, Julia Dinsmore. Welcome, my dear friend. So, now for something completely different. I'm going to just pop in chat, see if there's any questions. Okay. All right. So, this is one of my signs again. I can stop saying that because I already told you. I know a lot of women warriors, and I know y'all are, because otherwise you'd be doing something else tonight. And the way we do warriorship is different than our male counterparts. Mothers, let's just start with mothers. Holy cow, what were you thinking? it's like impossible, it's impossible. And so I wrote a song to honor that part of us that is warriors for the human spirit. So here goes. Fear holds no sway in the heart of a warrior. She dances a lot of noise, and is made in Canada. In case you were wondering. So that's a different way of being a warrior. Dancing, laughing, being wise, moving from love. That's what I think. And you know these women. You are these women. All right, so I want to take you on my walk with me. Every morning I greet the same white pine trees on my hike. There's one I put my forehead to every day. She's like my grandma. She feels like my great-great-great-great-grandma, actually. And then there's another one that I always just am inspired to just hug. And so I am a tree hugger, literally a tree hugger. But you know, in COVID, I haven't had many hugs, and I find that holding that life form next to my body is like helps me remember all the things that those 100 and some year old trees have seen, and beyond. Some of them are older than that. So this is a little love song to the trees. It has a singable chorus, which you will pick up very easily. And I always like to consider that when I'm singing this song, I'm actually making a meal for the trees, because they use my carbon dioxide as food. I receive their oxygen, and then so we're in this beautiful exchange. So even if you choose not to sing, if you breathe a little deeper, you're making a little treat for our long time ago ancestors, the trees. Think how long they were here before there were mammals. Before there was a mouse, there were trees here getting ready for us, making air for us to breathe. Can you imagine? Thank you. So here's my little love song. It's called Breathing Trees. Oh wait, that's a song I just did. There we go. Same key. how many people, I wonder how many of you, wave your hand if you had a special tree when you were a young person. Did you have a friend, a special tree friend? Yeah, me too. Me too. They're reliable. They're sometimes a lot more reliable than the human beings, aren't they? Just saying. Hope y'all doing good. Good to see your faces in your little houses. And in your centers and houses. All right, let's see. Oh, we're doing good. All right, now for something completely different. This is another poem. This is from ancient China by a poet philosopher named Lao Tzu. He lived in the 5th century before Christ. Holy cow, that's a long time ago. And when I think of ancient Chinese poetry, I always think about New Orleans, don't you? Always we hope someone else has the answer. Some other place will be better than this. And if we wait around long enough, we'll all work out. This is it. No one else has the answer. There is no better place than where we are. And even if we don't quite understand how, everything is just the way it should be. Search your heart, you will see the way to do is to be. Do me, 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 do me. Yeah, I'll work on that. Thanks for asking, though. So, one of the things that I was reading about, some of the materials that Susan sent me about the principles that kind of guide your work together, and one of them was gratitude. And so I have a little song about that. And I'm getting increasingly grateful. I mean, even before COVID, you know, there's all this stuff about essential workers. It's like yeah, like let's pay them a living wage and give them a place to live and stuff. But I just am noticing all the people who make the world work. And who don't get a lot of attention. And especially I notice the people who do kind of like unglamorous work and with great heart. And I met three people on a business trip to Chicago I did a bunch of years ago. And I was like doing a really fancy, lovely event. And there was a woman cleaning the bathroom in the airport at Minneapolis, St. Paul. There was a security guard at the Harold Washington Library. And there was a saxophone player out on the street, on State Street. And here's a song I wrote for them and for all the people who keep the world going. May they be blessed. And may we appreciate the hell out of them. here's a new practice that came actually out of that song, is that whenever I am peeing in a toilet that is not my own, I say a prayer blessing to whoever cleaned that damn toilet. Think of it every time. I don't even think about it. Like if I'm driving, like I was driving into the city yesterday and I got some gas and I had to pee and I went into the bathroom. Every time I walk in to a toilet, there's a toilet, think of it. Even like the Biffs, you know, that I use down in the park. Somebody's cleaning that damn toilet. And you can bet that they could use a prayer. They could also use a raise. And we'll work on that too. But I do think sending a blessing to the people who are doing the toilet cleaning kind of work in this world. All right, anybody have anything they want to say? Pop off mute, about anything at all, about that song, any other practices you do about offering blessings. I'm also like a really big tipper. I was a waitress for about, I don't know, during college I was a waitress, and that was the only time in my life I've fallen asleep with my shoes on. Like I came home and I sat down to take my shoes off and I woke up, 8 hours later. Exhausting. Okay.
Thanks for the reminder.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Yes. That song, it gets me every single time.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I'm just on the verge of tears.
Well, that's my Grammy Award. Nobody knows about my music, but when people make my use of the songs or when they move the holy water. That's great. Oh, talk about the Morningstar Singers. I'd be delighted to talk about the Morningstar Singers. I founded this little group of people who sing. We used to go to sing for people in person, which just seems like incredible, like who were sick, which right around now is just like, impossible. But I just had a lot of experience of people dying in my life. And I remember being at a hospital room of one of the first people in this circle of friends I've been a part of. We were gonna unplug Paul. You know, he'd had a massive stroke, heart attack, and they were trying to figure out how to let his 15-year-old daughter let him go. And we're all standing there with the impossible situation around us, and somebody turns to me and says, "Barbara, do you have a song?" And I was like, "Oh, I damn well better have a song right now." You know, it's like, here's Kirsten with her dad, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh. So I don't even remember what it was. I just started singing something, and then they joined in and we sang for a while. And then Kirsten, the 15-year-old, said, "Can I be alone with dad for a minute?" So we all stepped out in the hall, and a little while later she came out and she said, "Okay, I'm ready to let him go." And later we asked her about that and said, what happened that made it possible for you to say goodbye? And she said, "Well, once we started singing, I realized I wanted to sing to him. So I basically sang him every Beatles song he ever taught me. And now I can let him go." So that was kind of the beginning of this work I do of bringing song to the bedsides of people who are facing some kind of challenge. So that same community sang our way through the death of a baby, a birth, through an 81-year-old, a 93-year-old, that young woman who let her dad go. She died at 17 a couple years later with a best friend in a car accident. So this whole community, we just basically every time, and a 26-year-old, every time somebody would die, we'd all like get together and look at this impossibility, and then we'd sing the songs that we sang last time that helped us through. And that experience kept sticking with me, and I thought, someday I'm going to like form a little choir and we're going to do this. And then I finally got sick of waiting for someday, and 14 years ago I started it, Morningstar Singers. And we're a group of men and women, volunteers. And before COVID, we sang really regularly at Bethesda Hospital. We carol all year round for anybody who wanted a couple of songs. We've gone to people's homes, apartments, nursing homes, hospices, sang for people who are bereaved, people who are newly diagnosed, right up to when they were a couple hours from dying. And it's the best work I do. And we've gone on Zoom and we've been meeting outside this summer. Last night we met outside, but froze to death in the dark and wind and cold. But now we're gonna have to see where we go from here. But that is remembering that death is a part of living and that music helps be present in situations that are impossible to bear. It's just changed the way I look at life. So I have a song we sing a lot in that community, and I wrote it after hearing some heartbreaking news about something, and that person came through, but out of the broken heart often comes great beauty. And this is what I would wish for all of you. See what key to write it. In Zoom singing it. So, oh, look at that! Holy cow, there it is. There's the CD.
And you know what? The harmonies.
Yes.
That one are stunning.
Yeah, the harmonies are glorious. I know, I always feel a little lonely when I'm singing songs that I'm used to singing with my little choral group.
You know what? One time, do you remember that one time I was really going through a hard time? Well, I'm going through a hard time all the time.
That's so true.
But this one time, it was a really hard time. And Barbara told me the next morning that the choir sang that song just for me.
Yeah.
And sent me the recording. And all that got me through. I just kept that video on repeat. It was so much medicine.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
This is my dear friend Julia. We've been friends for over 30 years, and I just, every time I'm with Julia, life is more interesting and spicy. So I have a couple more songs for you. One I for sure promised to do for Suzanne. So I have something sort of tender, and then I have something sort of spicy. And I need to turn on my little speaker here. Okay, so this was a special request from Susan, and someday we'll be together. I love getting groups of people together to sing, just for the joy of singing, without having to perform or be good at it even, and all in the oral tradition, so you don't have to like look at paper or lyrics or anything. And this is one of the songs that I've made for community singing. And it's a particularly useful song as we go into the darkness of the season, but also for those of us who are walking through very dark times. So the words are, every time I go into the darkness, I return with fistfuls of jewels. That's one part. Second part, second layer, which was written in a hot tub up in on the south shore of Lake Superior in a snowstorm. It was terrible. It was a terrible place to be. Midnight velvet wraps all around me. Stars glitter brilliant above. And the third part that sits on top is dreaming darkness, dreaming light. So I'm just going to play a little bit of it because I can't sing three parts at one time yet. So here's it.
Every time I go into the darkness, I return with fistfuls of jewels. Every time I go into the darkness, I return with fistfuls of jewels. Every time
going to go out as a gift to all of you who are registered for being here. You'll be able to sing that. You can teach it to people in your life that, you know, don't, you know, if you're brave and say, hey, do you want to sing this whole song with me? They might actually, you never know. So I have one more song and then I have a very end song, but I just had to do this one. This came from a conversation, most songs do, with my friend Quinita Robertson, who is an irrepressible woman from Cincinnati, Ohio, and she's going through a hard time. You sense a theme. She's going through a hard time, and I said, ooh, Quinita, that sounds hard. How are you doing? She says, well, I'm a grown-ass woman. I can handle it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Can I write that song? And she said, yes. So here's grown-ass woman. No longer young, not yet old. Well acquainted with the promptings of my soul. I am free from the need for approval. Beautifully shameless to be a grown-ass woman. Grown-ass woman. I am a grown-ass woman. Grown-ass Looking at pictures of younger me, I'm struck by my beauty, but still I felt such a failure and I never could see. I'd be so happy here over the hill as a grown ass woman. Yeah, grown ass woman. Interesting, and I hope whatever comes next, you face it one day at a time with a song in your heart.
There we go. Thank you, Barbara. Let's give Barbara a hand. Let's go off of mute and give Barbara a hand.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! 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 Yay!
Thank you, thank you.
Bravo, bravo, baby, bravo.
Go, go, girl.
Such a wonderful collection of liveliness and beautiful, moving, touching songs. So a lovely curated concert, Barbara. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're so grateful for you to adjust and pivot with us and share your gifts. So thank you again. We're going to close a little bit differently tonight than usual because Barbara's going to sing us off. So I'll just provide a couple of closing comments here and we'll turn it back to Barbara. But thank you again, everyone, for joining us tonight. This was our final speaker series for 2022. We look forward to seeing you again for WIR Speaker Series in 2022 on the fourth Wednesdays of each month. And we kick off the year with our beloved Letters from God on January 26th. So stay tuned for that. And let's close the meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom. Hey, Barbara, sing us off.
All right. This is a singable part, but it's hard to sing it together on Zoom. Sing your ass off.
Yeah. change.